Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
Rory McIlroy's divorce, the government's decision to cut payments to Ukrainians, the Kinahan sale of properties worth millions in Dubai, and the second closure of the ill-fated new Dublin-New York portal. Those are some of the stories covered on your front pages this morning. Three of today's papers, the Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Belfast Telegraph, are leading with Rory McIlroy's move to file for divorce 7 years after his lavish wedding ceremony at Ashford Castle. The 35-year-old, who has an estimated wealth of £230 million, is also pictured on the front of most of today's papers, alongside his soon-to-be ex-wife, Erica Stahl. The Star and Mirror report that McIlroy is using the same divorce lawyer who US singer Joe Jonas is using for his divorce from British actress Sophie Turner. The couple have been living in a house in Florida, which they bought from Ernie Els for €9 million, in a development which is also home to other sports stars such as Michael Jordan and Serena and Venus Williams. Luxury properties also feature in the lead story in today's Irish Times, which details how members of the Kinahan family have sold off millions of euro worth of property in Dubai after they were targeted by sanctions in 2022. And there's another property story in the front of the Irish Independent, where it's reported that the government's waiver of development levies and water connection fees is driving the construction of new homes. Yesterday's announcement related to the cut in payments to Ukrainians generates the lead story in the Irish Examiner. Emma Lane Spallin of the Ukraine Civil Society Forum asserts that the government decision was influenced by a radical thuggish edge. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail reports that weight loss drugs such as Ozempic are being sold online, often by people who've obtained them on prescription. The Irish News leads today with the apology which First Minister Michelle O'Neill gave to the COVID inquiry in Northern Ireland yesterday over her attendance at the funeral of senior Republican Bobby Storey in June 2020. Contrition, deflection and finally an apology is the headline there. The woman at the centre of the latest portal controversy, New York glamour model Ava Louise, is interviewed in today's Irish Sun. No double entendre is left unturned in Gary Lealy's interview with the 25-year-old, who defends her decision to, as the Sun describes it, flash her boobs to Dubliners on the portal, which has now been closed for a second time. Elsewhere this morning, the former headquarters of independent newspapers on Middle Abbey Street in Dublin, which has been empty since 2003, is to be turned into third-level student accommodation. Ronald Quinlan reports in The Times that a UK developer is thought to have bought the building from Penneys for €8 million. The fashion retailer bought the building from Receivers back in 2013 for €6 million. Another retailer features in another story in today's Times, where it's reported that, including bonuses, Ken Murphy, the Cork-born boss of Tesco in the UK, has seen his salary double in the past year to just under £10 million. There's a story in The Examiner about the addition of a human skull found on a beach off Cape Clear in Cork, which had been kept on a bookshelf in a house and which has just been added to the Department of Justice's Human Remains Database. And finally, a dog and a horse feature in two striking pictures on your front pages this morning. The dog, who's called Messi, is the star of the film Anatomy of a Fall, and he's pictured sitting in front of a slew of photographers on the red carpet at the Cannes Film Festival on the front of the Times. The horse, meanwhile, is Willie Mullins, Aintree Grand National winner I Am Maximus, and they're both pictured in the front of The Examiner, walking around the beautiful grounds of Mullins' alma mater, Cistercian College in Roscrea yesterday, in the company of three Cistercian monks.
And we'll have more from Cannes a little later on as well. That's Fiona Kelly.